America tonight. So welcome to this version of the show. In our last meeting, we were talking a lot about the State of the Union Address, much of the same things that we heard, familiar themes from a previous speech, only this time there were some specifics that were laid out, things that perhaps could be a little bit tangible. The three-year freeze, where suddenly Obama now realizes, whoops, spending too much, gotta have a freeze, gotta grab that hatchet I didn't want on the campaign trail. And then there is that sticky, thorny subject called health care reform, and that's where we start. John McCain had his own reaction to a couple of things that were part of what the president had to say. First, as he visited with Larry King shortly afterwards, I thought it was worth hearing his synopsis of how Obama did.
Well, if the president or the Democrats had invited us over to sit down and seriously negotiate, they would have heard, and I don't know how they missed it, that we have many proposals ranging from medical malpractice reform, which there's none in the Democrat proposal, to buying insurance across state lines, to rewards for wellness and fitness, to establishing risk pools for those with pre-existing conditions, to encouraging health savings account. I could give you a long list, Larry, of the proposals that we have that get at the issue of costs of health care. What the president and the Democrats have proposed and has been rejected, not only in Massachusetts but around the country, is a very big government takeover, and despite what the president said, adding $2.5 trillion to the debt. The president's proposal, the Democrats' proposal, the taxes and the benefit cuts start immediately, and the benefits don't start for 4 years. That's Bernie Madoff accounting. The other issue that I really was disappointed in was the president's solution to the earmarking and pork barreling was to put it all on a web page. We all know what earmarking and pork barreling does. And finally, his proposal for next year, 2011, to eliminate $15 billion in spending, and meanwhile is proposing another stimulus bill that ranges between $80 and $115 billion additionally on the debt. It doesn't work.
All right, I think he's right. The mathematics don't work in that one, where he's talking about the $15 billion and the spending freeze and then a second stimulus of up to $115 billion. You heard that. And then the first part of what McCain said, why always the counter back is, okay, Republicans, then you come up with something. You think you're so smart? Give it to us. Tell us what your version of health insurance, because it is health insurance reform should look like. And what you heard, and you heard McCain say, is the malpractice is killing the doctors, is killing premiums ultimately, and is being passed on to the patients. We've talked about that with a ton of doctors here on America Tonight in this past year, and before that we've talked to them. And the other thing continues to be it's competition, stupid, because all of us know this. The more offerings there are, the more the insurance company will have to try to win over your business. Thus, there would be some deals that would be skewed a little more fair, let's say, if I can use that butchered language, toward the patients. You know, erase the state lines. Easy. Erase the state lines. But, hey, if I'm the insurance company, do I really want that? I'm sitting on a wad of cash. I'm pretty much calling the shots. And I have plenty of politicians in my pocket because, yeah, we are lobbying. It is a dirty word, but we are doing it, no doubt. And that was one of the things the president said, oh, let's find out who's lobbying and my own people and whatever. You got to be kidding. That's not happening anytime soon. What is happening on this show is we will lighten the load. Coming up in the third hour, AFC or NFC, who you think's going to win the Pro Bowl, what a layup that is, and what the final score will be. We don't even need a computer because that's all that's left. And then we have the Super Bowl the next week, and then we're done with our fun, fun game that so many of you blew the phone lines out for this whole entire football season. It was a lot of fun on the airwaves to do that. We will bring back, not a nail the score yeah, kind of like a nail the score for the basketball once we get into the tournament. But there's a break in between that, so now the score will be over in the next 2 weeks. The Cheap Movie Review is back in full swing. I'll tell you a little tiny glimpse into what we're going to talk about. Wall Street 2, The Edge of Darkness, that Mel Gibson movie. Mel Gibson, suddenly a Mel Gibson sighting. He disappeared forever after his nasty comments that were blown all over the world. Thanks to the National Enquirer and everybody in between, he just evaporated, sort of. Then When in Rome, a comedy, and a couple of other things that I'll mention, too. But we have some interesting trailers to share with you and some thoughts on those movies. Plus, we're going to go down under. I have a pal who's a writer for the New York Times. His name's Joe Drape. Great, great writer. And he has been thrust into the tennis world. He's a horse racing expert and now a tennis expert and has some thoughts to share on what's happened so far in that tournament. Plus, coming up, we have We Can Count. That's basically pretty obvious, our new fun feature, all based on numbers. And the headers, what's happening across the land. And I'll invite you once again, whether you live in a big suburb or a city or small town, wherever you live, if you find something neat in the newspaper, send it to me or call us when we do the headers, because not everything is serious and not everything is controversial necessarily in the headlines in some of the papers that we go to. Plus, Jay Leno, a very serious Jay Leno, appears on Oprah Winfrey's show. We have a little snippet of that. You can tell, boy, he is taking a beating over the whole Conan O'Brien thing. And, of course, he'll go back to the Tonight Show in March. But will the audience go with him? Initially, he was beating David Letterman. But you could tell that he was, and he's got that trademark chin. You could tell he was taking it on the chin. And we're going to talk about this here from the get-go, too, mixed in with health care and Obama's State of the Union speech. The Pentagon is going to deliver Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the repeal plan next week. There are some in the military that think that this is a colossal mistake, and there are so many others that think it's a good thing that's happening. So they're going to talk about the steps that they're going to have to do to lay the groundwork for that, which would permit which permits gays basically to serve in uniform as long as they hide their sexual orientation. So the Defense Secretary Robert Gates and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, will have some kind of an implemental plan that they're going to suggest next week to lawmakers of how to do this, how to, you know, what steps they need to take before the White House and Congress can move to change the law. And that was one of the things that Obama talked about in the State of the Union address. What does it all mean, though? I'm going to talk about it. I think it could be a huge mistake to repeal that policy. I'll tell you why next.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful.
All right, so here's the scoop. In the State of the Union speech, President Obama called for ending the policy, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, saying that he would find a way to repeal the law that denies gay Americans the right to serve the country they love because of who they are. Now, of course, Gates cautioned not to move too quickly to do this, and I think he's right about this. They have to have some kind of a plan since you have this policy that bans openly gay people from serving the military, but also prohibits military officials from initiating inquiries on sexual orientation when soldiers are abiding by the rules. See, that's the thing. So Senator John McCain, who's on the Senate Armed Services Committee, says he thinks it would be a mistake to repeal the policy because the policy's been successful and in effect for over 15 years, and it is well understood and predominantly supported by our military at all levels. But the Human Rights Campaign, the largest U.S. gay rights group, welcome the move. They have an opposite take on this because they say, look, we can't afford this discriminatory law that hurts military readiness by denying patriotic men and women the opportunity to serve. Remember, this was signed into law by Bill Clinton when he was president in 93 as a Democrat, as a compromise after the military objected to his calls to open the doors to gay folks. So the policy stopped the government from asking, recruits or anyone in the military if they were homosexual, provided they didn't disclose, like I said, their sexual orientation. See, this is what I think. If you have openly gay people serving in the military, would it hurt the morale and discipline of the others? Or not? I mean, does it? Would it not? Some people say no, that's stupid, that the policy is unfair and unwise. I never served in the military. I've had friends who served in the military. I've had friends who served in the military who don't care if someone's gay or not, but say they think it would be detrimental to the person who's homosexual for that to be lifted because, in a sense, they feel, these are two different guys I know, they feel that it protects they're buddies. I mean, and both of them openly told me they liked the two people who they suspected of being gay, and pretty much everyone knew it, but that there was no problem. But I guess if somebody wants to be openly gay and then they're struggling with their identity, you know, I could see how going down that road would be difficult. But the question is, serving in the military, what does that do to the military? What does it ultimately do to discipline, morale, et cetera, all that stuff? And, you know, how well has it worked? Has it been a complete flub in the 15 years? Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Gorgeous. How are you doing?
What do you think? Do you think gays should just openly serve in the military?
Well, if they're not, shoot a gun. Why not?
Right, but do you think it fits in with the mind of the military? I know your reaction and my reaction, that's the obvious thing to say, well, who cares? And my friends said that, but they said, you don't understand the military and the way things work, and I don't think, they both said they thought it would be dangerous.
Well, you're thinking, you know, a gay guy in the military, he'll think, oh, if I join the military, it'll toughen me up, but he'll still have that stereotypical weak, you know, gay person doesn't have that strong macho, you know, go out there and, you know, be a G.I. Joe type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are worried. I think that's what some people are worried about. But I agree. Don't ask, don't tell. Like, you know, I don't
But see, that's why that was why it was instituted. Hey, we should, if people are gay and they want to serve, they shouldn't have to be asked these questions, asked about their sexual orientation, all that stuff. Then let's just keep it under the wire. It's fine. Just, we have a great soldier here. If that's what he happens to be, just let's not even go there.
Because I know, like 60 Minutes did a story a few years ago about gays in the military, and some of them have risen to the rank of, like, major and colonel.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I don't give a fuck. To use a little hockey analogy, I don't give a flying hockey puck.
All right, so we'll call that a draw there.
Yeah, I think. Sorry I didn't call last night. I had one of those 24-hour viruses.
Oh, well, I know all about that. I was hacking my head off earlier this week, so I gotcha.
Yeah, but luckily I had a pretty good nurse come over here.
And help you out, give you some chicken soup?
She's Jewish, so am I. and of course, we're, you know, she's saying, so where are we going to watch the Super Bowl? We didn't have an argument. We just had a loud, as we like to call them, loud discussions.
So what was the loud discussion? What ultimately was the end of it?
She won. It was either my brother's house or her house with a big screen TV, big HD TV.
I say her house with a big HD TV.
Of course, but it's only going to cost me pizza.
Well, it's better for you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And no, I'll give my predictions next week, and we'll see what happens.
All right, so start thinking about your prediction. Thanks, Sam. You have a great weekend.
You bet. Take care, gorgeous.
All right, we're going to stay in Canada. Let's go to Al. Hey, Al.
Hi, Kate. Most of the gays in the military are translators, so if they say I'm gay in Russian or Persian, who will understand it anyway?
Gotcha.
Kate, I got a comment about the state of President Obama's state of the teleprompter speech last night.
Sure.
You know, apartheid was South Africa's claim to fame, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you remember how we treated South Africa, if you've read about, if you're
yes.
old enough to remember it or read
yes.
about in the history books. We boycotted, North America boycotted South Africa, right?
Right.
Okay, now, in my mind, communism is just as evil, if not more evil, than apartheid. Why are we not slapping big tariffs on Chinese? You know, I think us North Americans could live without cheap dog food and cheap crap toys that disintegrate in 6 months anyway. Why don't we start slapping big tariffs on all of this cheap crap we're importing from China and get some jobs back here in North America? Did you hear President Obama mention tariffs on China?
Mention tariffs on China? No.
Yeah, well, he should. And, I heard that President Obama went to the government of China to borrow trillions of dollars to give to, or billions of dollars to give foreign aid to Haiti. When the governments of the United States and Canada are trillions or billions and trillions of dollars in debt, why are we borrowing money? You know, if I'm in debt and somebody asks me $10 to buy a meal and I'm way deep in debt, I don't see how somebody in debt can borrow to for charity. Let the Chinese and Saudi Arabia give foreign aid to Haiti. I'd like to know how much money Saudi Arabia is giving to Haiti.
You know, touche. Good point, Al. See, this is the thing. Everybody relies on America. Everybody relies on Canada. It's the usual suspects.
Well, we're bankrupt.
Yeah.
Just tell them we're bankrupt. Go to Saudi Arabia. Go to China. They're bragging about Chinese got trillions, hundreds of trillions of dollars of debt. Go to the Chinese. And where was Pedro Chavez from Venezuela? Was he over there helping in Haiti? I didn't see Pedro Chavez there, or whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, Hugo Chavez, no. The Butcher was not doing that. He had his own problems back home.
And good old Busy Whiskers from Havana, was he over there?
Mm-mm.
You know, good old Castro, I don't think he was fiddling. And, you know, you mentioned that new Mel Gibson movie, right?
Right.
You know, is Hollywood so bankrupt and desperate that they've got to start remaking soap operas? Wasn't The Edge of Darkness a soap opera?
Almost. The Edge of Night or something like that,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know squat about soap operas. But I'll tell you, The Edge of Darkness, it sounds like a soap opera to me.
It does. It seems like
and
a
also,
lifetime
And also, Kate, you mentioned the Super Bowl. I'll let you go, but I would like to see New Orleans win the Super Bowl, but I think New Orleans is going to get hit by Hurricane Colt Trina.
Yes, I agree with you. I think the Colts, they're favored by 4 points. That line is probably going to move. Al, have a great weekend. I think the Colts will be a Peyton Manning once again is going to be able to take this. But, hey, I'd love to see the Saints win it, too. Peyton and the Colts have already won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Make room for the Saints. But if I were to line them up position to position, yeah, then I would have to say I really honestly believe that the Colts take this. That's not my final prediction, however. I reserve the right to pull a Bloomberg on you. Yep, the mayor of New York, he was all on board that this was the great thing for the city of New York City. It was the great thing to do. To have the terror trial right there, a stone's throw away from where the World Trade Center used to be, the two towers that fell. Now, ooh, he's opposed to it. No. We don't want to have that trial here. Too risky. It might incite some violence in the city. It actually might make some folks think that these guys are heroes and it could lead to something nasty. That's just too risky. So, all of a sudden, he does a 180 along with six senators and says, you know, this is too big of a platform. It's one of the most visible platforms in the world. And then they'll just have their past acts exalted and others will rally in support of further terrorism. Really? See, why didn't they think of that the first time around? Always, always an afterthought. Isn't that the problem? Coming up next, Jay Leno does Oprah, a little snippet. Wait till you hear it. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Fallout from what happened with Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno. Conan O'Brien now, it's, if you turn on the Tonight Show, it's just reruns of O'Brien, but Jay Leno will jump back to that spot starting in March after the Olympics. By the way, NBC said they expect 200 million people to watch the Olympics. Really? 200 million people. So here's a little bit of Leno talking to Oprah.
Have you talked to Conan in person?
I haven't talked to him since all this. No, I haven't.
Did you want to pick up the phone?
Yeah, but it didn't seem appropriate.
Why?
I don't know. I think it let things cool down and maybe we'll talk.
Okay, it didn't seem appropriate. Wow, that's weird. I think he should have picked up the phone and talked to him. Although maybe he was worried that he would be ripped apart on some of the monologues. Either way, he's going to be prepping for more Tonight Show monologues himself. So he goes on Oprah, and Oprah actually did a thing that was interesting. She polled her audience as to who they preferred, basically, or who they thought was right, Leno or O'Brien. Overwhelmingly, the people said Conan O'Brien. Ooh, that doesn't bode well, I think, for Jay Leno. The size of Leno's audience was 5.3 million on average at 10 p.m. and 5.2 million during his last season on The Tonight Show. One is a success, another is a failure because more people are watching The Tube at 10 p.m. So he was successful on The Tonight Show. He was beating Letterman by a little bit. Now going back, you know, I'm not so sure he's going to be able to gain the audience back, but Conan O'Brien will end up being the winner in this thing because they basically dumped Jay for Conan, and now they've gone back the other way. You know, they gave him that show, and the real winner in the end is absolutely Conan. He was the original investment. Now people are jumping on his bandwagon. I don't know if he goes to Fox, what kind of audience he'll get there, but that might be really more his audience anyway. So that's my two cents. So let's go out to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. I think if you remember correctly, Leno was the one who wanted to retire from The Tonight Show and do his own thing, and I don't think NBC booted him out of that slot.
He said they booted him out. They basically wanted him to move on to put Conan in there for the future. That's what they wanted. And so, yeah. But regardless, to me, I think Leno screwed up with Conan O'Brien.
Well, if I had to make the phone call and I called Conan and said, "Hey, sorry, man, your ratings suck," and that's the way show business is.
Well, you know what? That's what Oprah Winfrey said. I happened to see a little bit of that. And she said, well, don't people understand that that's television? That's the way it works, babe. That's how it is. You're right. She said exactly the same thing you said.
Hey, by the way, speaking of her, since she was the one that funded Barack's presidency, practically, I got a question for you. You know, the motto of the Democratic Party is, you know, Robin Hood, steal from the rich, give to the poor, you know, or via taxes, and I've always wondered about Democrats that are rich, you know, like Oprah, and you know, and I'm sure there's quite a few athletes that are, you know, Democrats that make millions of dollars, and I've always thought to myself, now you're voting for a guy who's going to raise your taxes to pay for people that are, you know, less fortunate, if you want to call them, or people who want to live off the government. You know, what we talked about last night, being, you know, creative or whatever, and passing your own way instead of using the government. But anyways, which these people aren't. So why, if they agree with that, then why don't they just give their money to the government?
See, are you kidding? You think they're going to give their money to the government? I mean, you know what? It's like people who say, well, then if they want to help other people, why don't they pay more money in taxes or whatever? That's not happening, but you make a good point.
Well, if that's what they believe, if they believe that rich people should pay for, you know, for poor people's, you know, social services, then, you know, why don't you just, you know, give more of your money, give all your money away. Live a poor life, but a modest life, you know, not instead of being one of the, anyway. I gotta go back because last night, you know, I guess the latter part of that speech, he did mention something about, nuclear energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Kate, though, let's be honest, it'd be a cold day in hell the day that a Democrat signed off on a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, it's not happening.
A liberal, you know, especially after what they did in the 70s with that industry.
No way.
You know, and now they're screaming because the sky's polluted and the water's rising, and, you know, I even heard the other day that Micronesia, you know, a little island chain in the Pacific, is trying to use international law to stop the Czech Republic from starting up a brand new coal-fired plant. It's supposed to be one of the largest ones in Europe, and because it's going to heat up the sky, melt the ice, and eventually Micronesia is going to be underwater.
Great.
You know, I just was just like, you know, so, you know, and I threw that out at you last night. Have you ever wondered about that? You know how Democrats just, oh, my gosh, the French are the greatest things in the world. They just know how to do everything, and we should be socialist like them, and the world would just be hunky-dory and kumbaya, and, you know, and yet the French have, like, 53 nuclear power plants. They've been running nuclear energy for three decades.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm kind of like, well, why don't you get on that, you know, that bandwagon, and then, you know, and Kate, this is coming from a guy that's, you know, Wyoming, which, you know, drill 70% of the coal used in America. You know, it's about 50,000 jobs up here, you know, that deal directly with the coal industry. And, you know, again, I'll tell you what, if they could flip a switch and, you know, just everything automatically was on nuclear energy or other sources versus coal, there's other things we can do with coal, you know. And as to the, you know, because people, you know, the science is all twisted and stuff, and they talk about, you know, whether it's really global warming, et cetera, is this Earth just doing its own thing, you know. But I've always kind of looked at it like this, Kate. Before the 1900s, okay, there was no carbon emissions into the atmosphere, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, humans we didn't have the combustible engines back then, you know. And so it just kind of makes you wonder, well, it wasn't there before, but now it is because of humans. So is it doing damage or not? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, in other words, prior to the 19th century, you know, there was no carbon emissions up into the air. I mean, the Earth was carbon-free, let's say, well, except for natural, you know, something naturally happened. But all this carbon emissions that we put up into the air since then with our combustible engines, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
can that be good? You know what I mean? So, I mean, maybe it's, you know, can somebody who believes it's not doing any harm to the Earth just sit there and say, yeah, no, it's no big deal if we did that, you know? So, I don't know. So, I'm...
Or what about, we had somebody on that talked about recycling it, using that as fuel, recycling the CO2.
Yeah, so there's a lot of technologies to come down the road, but I want to get more to his speech when he talked about jobs. And it's interesting that Al called up from Canada screaming about the Chinese and, you know, why won't we put tariffs on their stuff? And I'm like, well, I wonder if Al goes to Walmart. You know, and how many Americans go to Walmart?
Yeah, everything there is from China.
You know, all 60% of it, and they'll openly right. admit that to you if you ask them. But you know, the thing is that prior, and this is just a couple quick examples of, you know, he talked about small businesses needing to succeed, et cetera. That's the backbone of America. Well, there were zillions of, every one of these little towns had little tiny small mom-and-pop shops. You know, you had your mom-and-pop appliance store, mom-and-pop television store, you know, your different clothing stores, et cetera. And in comes a Walmart, and guess what? All those little businesses are out of business. You know, because why? You go to Walmart, you get it cheaper.
Cheaper.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, the same thing happened real quick with GM and Chrysler shut down all these small dealerships that weren't selling cars. Why? Because the bigger ones can sell cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't get axed because they're selling vehicles because they got, you know, more people coming to that, you know. The little guy in the little rural area has a dealership, you know. There's not that many people coming to that dealership versus some big city. You know, so it's just the way the dollar go. I guess the way the dollar go works, business works, Kate. But, you know, if they're talking about trying to, you know, finance, you know, if you're a bank and some guy comes in and it's a small business and he's going up against a big, huge business. And what's the bank saying? Well, people are just going to go buy it cheaper at the bigger place.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so why are they going to finance the little guy? You know, and so it's interesting because, and this goes back to the whole speech in general. All he talked about is what the government's going to do for you. Okay? We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. By the way, wouldn't it have been funny if he'd have said, when he was yelling, I cut taxes here, I cut taxes there, I cut taxes there, right? What a trip it would have been if he'd have been saying, I cut the government here, I cut the government there.
Yeah, I don't think that would have happened. Yeah, there's a better chance that you and I are going on a mission to the moon, which, by the way, is cutting out of the budget. Thanks, Don. More coming up around the bend on ATN.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Winding back in our minds to what we saw last night. 48 million people did watch Obama's State of the Union, and if you looked at all the networks, 11 carried the speech, and the top-rated one was Fox. You know how they do all the analysis afterwards and whatnot, if we wanted to break it down a little bit further. Most people apparently watched Fox, 9.7 million. ABC had 7.6. Mill, NBC 7.2, CBS 6.2. Just throwing it out there. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. You know, if you listen to Obama last night, then you go and you fact check it, he is so full of crap.
I know, the facts are way off. Yeah.
The 2 million jobs stimulus put in is crap, about 650,000. And it's not even sure if the stimulus helped create those 650,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, you listen to him and listen to him, and it's, you know, I don't know. He just, I don't know. He talks about bipartisanship up there, and I haven't seen him do anything bipartisan yet. I haven't seen Harry Reid do anything bipartisan, and I sure haven't seen Nancy Pelosi do anything bipartisan at all. It just kind of, you know, you listen to it, you're like, what? I don't know where he's living at. I mean, he's living somewhere different than where we are because I don't know. And then I thought, well, you know, I'm going to give PMSNBC a chance because I was, well, I'm a Fox watcher. So I turn it over there, and what's that moron's name? Got that tingling feeling running up my leg.
Keith Olbermann? Oh, Chris Matthews.
Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann. Watch both of them morons.
Mm-hmm.
They are so, I swear, literally, it makes you sick to your stomach because they are so far left.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get anybody from the right or even the center on there to rebut anything. It's totally left.
And I'd have to agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no wonder they have the most boring shows on. It's no wonder their ratings suck.
Did you see the part where Chris Matthews said that he forgot for a moment? He forgot Obama was black. Yeah.
What a... Oh, my God.
Yeah, what was that about? Okay, whatever.
DA award of the day. He deserves the DA award of the day. He is the biggest moron. And I don't understand. I got out KSN and GCN has something to do with NBC.
No.
He's a moron. I mean, they're idiots, and it's pretty funny to watch, you know, and you're like, ugh, you know. And by the way, Don forgot some more Democrats that are billionaires like George Soros and Warren Buffett really backed Obama pretty hot and heavy. And there's got to be a reason for it. I don't know what it is, but they sure don't want to give their money away. Look at Oprah. She don't give her money to the U.S. She's been sent to Africa to build schools over there and stuff when she... A lot of schools in Chicago could be getting help and help kids get a better education in the city of Chicago. She don't need to go to Africa to do all that.
Yeah, see, that's that battle of, and I mean, and it's worth bringing it up because you got to love America for what big hearts we have. The fact that we're always willing to bail out whoever it is, even if they're kicking us in the teeth for it, because the French made nasty comments about us being in Haiti. The usual people did, of course, Hugo Chavez. But, you know, there are a lot of licks the United States takes, but yet we reach out, we adopt kids from other countries, we jump in when there's a tsunami, a catastrophe, a disaster. But you wonder when the chips were down for us, do you think the other countries would bail us out as much as we've bailed them out? I know there was some help for Katrina, but really?
Well, you know, we talked about this before, Kate, you and I have. It's a fact the United States is the most charitable giving country in the world. We give more to charity than any other country. And we have people that don't have the money to give to charity, but they give their time to charity.
That's right.
We have Habitat for Humanity and everything else, and I'd be more than happy I would be very glad for the French to put their numbers against the United States numbers when it comes to giving to charity, giving time to charity, and so forth. And you know, just like you said, Katrina, nobody stepped up. Tsunami, we stepped up more than our share.
Mm-hmm.
Haiti, we stepped up more than our share.
Mm-hmm.
And the French, you know, the French, I guess they got other things to worry about, like trying to invent the deodorant that covers up their nasty smell. But we give so much, and you know, and that's, and you're right. I mean, look at Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Hell, they've adopted half the country of Africa. But, I mean, we give so much, and we go, and we have people in this country to go to other countries and try to give. There's a Father Hagen, I believe his name is, Hannigan or Hagen.
Uh-huh.
He's in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike DeWine, which was a former senator from the state of Ohio, I heard him speaking on a couple weeks ago on the Cunningham Show, and he was speaking about it. And this guy left your home city of Philly. I think you're from Philly, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
He grew up on the streets of Philly. He
mm-hmm.
left and went over to Haiti and mm-hmm. to do his part. And I think they say he's got 9,000 students, 9,000 children in schools. But, I mean, it's just an example. We give so much, and we never get credit. And I thought about that the other day. My son actually said something. Cameron's 15. And he said, Dad, he said, you know, he said, we're always getting hammered about being Americans. And about, you know, our Christian beliefs and everything else. But he said, where are the Muslims when it comes to Haiti?
Mm.
How come they're not there? He said, we don't hear about Iran being over there
mm-hmm.
or Saudi Arabia or anyplace else. Why is it we're getting so hammered so bad, but we're sending our people over there and we're donating money? And of course, they've got to help a lot more money than we do to blow over there.
That boy, isn't that the truth? Yeah.
And so... you know, I just, it really aggravates me. But, like I said, I fact-checked that last night, a lot of things Obama said, and he was just so far off.
I know.
And like I said, with bipartisanship, you know, tell the Republicans to step up, do what they have to. And I agree, we need some Republicans replaced up there. I'm not going to doubt that. But, man, I'm waiting for the 2010 election. I'm waiting to see how many get thrown out. I'm pretty sure Harry Reid.
He's gone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, his numbers are down so bad. I wish Blousey was coming up this year.
Yeah, she's not.
She pulled off last year. I don't know.
Yeah, Reid, though, he's definitely gone. Absolutely. No question about it. It's going to be interesting to see. I think a lot of dominoes, I'll call them, are going to fall. Hey, you have a great weekend.
You do the same, hon.
All right, let's move on to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Oh, Mark slid off. All right, we are up against it, but a couple of quick notes. It is interesting when you check the State of the Union address, and we did do that last night on our show. We went through a couple of different things that the president threw out. That's why I said when you talk about giving $30 billion to smaller community banks, if they'll open up their lending practices to small businesses, let's see if all these things follow through and ultimately what's the effect of that. Then the spending freeze for 3 years other than military programs, but yet having the stimulus, suggesting another stimulus too. So that's, you know, it's the Robin Hood theory is what's happening with the money, the movement of the money that's being suggested in this latest round of, well, we'll do this and you do that. But the other thing is, of course, healthcare reform right now is kind of frozen. And we started off our program 2 hours ago talking about healthcare reform and where it's at, and that maybe the right thing to do would be to slow down, take a breath, and do it the right way. It just go back, have a timetable, try to do it bipartisan, talk to more doctors, talk to more people in the medical fields, talk to the insurers, and roll up the sleeves, really focus on it, and make that the end game for whatever, 6 months down the road. And maybe there will be some kind of health insurance reform instead of this constant bickering of we'll take this out, we'll sneak this in, geez, this is the way we always do it. That's how we've gotten to this point, the animosity that you can feel that has bubbled over in all corners, no matter what your political beliefs are. Hey, you might have your own thoughts about a couple of different things that we touched on during this hour of ATN. You can shoot them to me at americatonight.net.